Good morning, people of God. Happy Easter. Christ is risen. He is risen indeed. Alleluia. We are glad to have you with us here on The Voice of the Shepherd from King of Grace Lutheran Church in Waukon and Trinity Lutheran Church in Kelmer. This morning, we read about the resurrection of our Lord Jesus recorded in the Gospel of St. Mark, chapter 16. Now when the Sabbath was past, Mary Magdalene, Mary the mother of James, and Salome brought spices that they might come and anoint him. And very early in the morning, on the first day of the week, they came to the tomb when the sun had risen. And they said among themselves, "Who will roll away the stone from the door of the tomb for us?" But when they looked up, they saw that the stone had been rolled away, for it was very large. And entering the tomb, they saw a young man clothed in a long white robe sitting on the right side, and they were alarmed. But he said to them, "Do not be alarmed. You seek Jesus of Nazareth, who was crucified. He is risen. He is not here. See the place where they laid him. But go your way, tell his disciples and Peter that he is going before you into Galilee. There you will see him, as he said to you." And they went out quickly and fled from the tomb, for they trembled and were amazed. And they said nothing to anyone, for they were afraid. This is God's word. God created man to live. Death was not a part of man's original vocabulary. But after the fall into sin, death became ordinary. It was expected. In Genesis, we are struck with the repeated account of Adam and all his descendants. And then he died. No matter who you are, I know at least one thing about you. Each one of us will one day die. Death is unavoidable, no matter how much we want to ignore it or avoid it. And this is why the angel's words are so important. It is a statement that changes your entire future. It is the most important event in all of human history, because as Paul says, "If Christ has not been raised, then your preaching is in vain and your faith is in vain." But thanks be to God, Christ is risen. As the angel said, "Do not be alarmed. He is risen." Alleluia. Yet as we see in our lesson, the events of that first Easter morning did not inspire faith in the disciples and followers of Jesus. Jesus had told them that he would suffer, die, and rise, and that he would go before them to Galilee. While it is easy for us to criticize the doubt and fear the disciples had following our Lord's death, it is but a symptom of a far greater problem we all have, a problem that made tombs ordinary, doubt normal, and fear common, the problem of sin. The Lord did not create us or the world this way, but since the devil tempted Adam and Eve to eat from the tree which God forbade, his creation has been polluted by sin. The wages of sin is death. We can't pay for our sin or save ourselves from death. But God had mercy. The Father planned for our salvation by sending his Son to set us free from sin and death. He would live a perfect life in our place and suffering the punishment we deserve so that we could be forgiven. The angel said, "He is risen." What does this mean? It means that the Father has accepted Jesus' sacrifice as the Lamb without blemish to atone for the sins of the world. Jesus was delivered up because of our offenses and was raised because of our justification. The empty tomb is the Father's judgment of acquittal for the world. He declares the world not guilty. By Jesus willingly offering up his life on the cross and rising on the third day, he has defeated death. And he promises this victory to all who put their trust in him. Jesus said, "Because I live, you will live also." He said, "I am the resurrection and the life. He who believes in me, though he may die, he shall live. And whoever lives and believes in me shall never die." The resurrection of Jesus is our comfort and consolation. In the world, we are bound to have troubles, but our troubles will come to an end. Paul puts it best, "For I consider that the sufferings of this present time are not worthy to be compared with the glory which shall be revealed in us." In both good times and bad, we have peace with God because Jesus went to the cross for our salvation. Now we know that he will be with us in every trial in this life. And we have his promise that nothing shall be able to separate us from the love of God in Christ Jesus our Lord. Not even death. Paul writes, "Death is swallowed up in victory. O death, where is your sting? O grave, where is your victory? The sting of death is sin, and the strength of sin is the law. But thanks be to God, which gives us the victory through our Lord Jesus Christ." The angel said, "Do not be alarmed. He is risen. Alleluia. Amen." You are listening to Pastor Abraham Fouksted on the Voice of the Shepherd, pastor at King of Grace Lutheran Church in Waukon and Trinity Lutheran Church in Kelmer. God grant you a blessed Easter. He is risen. Alleluia.